Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we have two wines from Austria to review. One is red and one is white. One, I would say, I don't know, it's like Beauty and the Beast. So let's start with Beauty, which I think was the Strauss Pinot Blanc Classic. This was a 2013 vintage, which is unusual for white wines. You'd think somebody would have released this by now. What do you think?
I really, really enjoyed this. I love the texture of Pinot Blanc. It has a little bit of chalkiness to it, a little bit of chewiness, though it's not a heavy wine. This also had a very nice minerality, some orange, some lemon peel. Pinot Blanc is sort of the forgotten, ugly stepsister of the grapes from the Alsace region or in Germany and Austria. But I love it. Again, there's just something about the texture and the purity of it that I really enjoy.
I thought this was a perfectly, really lovely glass of wine. I had absolutely no problem with it. And I have had great luck with the Weingut Strauss. They have done good things for me, whether it's Zeimling or whether it's their fabulous Sauvignon Blanc. They are hitting it out of the park of late. And this would set you back a mere $12.79 if you get it on sale, $15.99 if you do not. Buy with your eyes
closed.
Let's hope you do. A few weeks ago, we reviewed the Pannonica White Blend, and now we are reviewing the Pannonica Red Blend. You like it because it's Miles Davis's...
It's Thelonious Monk has a piece called Pannonica.
There you go. I apologize. Now, what I like about this label, which in addition to having a very nice sort of graphic on it, is they tell you what the cépage is. It's Zweigelt, Blaufränkisch, and Pinot Noir. And I have to say, 40% Blaufränkisch, 35% Zweigelt, and 25% Pinot Noir. This was over-the-top crazy pizza wine.
I have to say it almost tasted like port to me. It was so concentrated and so saturated. I got a lot of prunes in it. And a little bit of that burnt rubbery essence. I wasn't expecting that.
I was overwhelmed. I thought, wow, who took you to Portugal? This felt like a wine from a hot climate. And yet it's from Austria, which is a cold weather country in terms of wine. Nevertheless, at $9.99, a really interesting flavor and an interesting profile. I think it's an interesting wine. Grill some meat and eat it with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could salvage that. Otherwise, I'd say buy a bottle and save it for the fall when
it's cold.
You're ready for that big old red.
I should also say we've been tasting light rosés and delicate whites and various other, and this thing like came into the room and broke all the glasses. So Pannonica Red Blend, how interesting are you? 2013 vintage, once again interesting, a fascinating mixture of Zweigelt, Blaufränkisch and Pinot Noir.
And a pretty little spirograph
exactly
on the front.
Which you'll find on the white, which was a much more delicate experience. So, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.